Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things. A brand new week of bringing clarity to the chaos is underway. This week, we'll explore the new heavens and new earth with Lee Brainerd. Donald Perkins will answer the question, has the church replaced Israel? And today, Pastor Billy Crone begins a brand new series looking at UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. Southwest Radio Ministries is hosting our monthly live prayer event with staff evangelist Josh Davis tomorrow evening at 7 p.m. Eastern. This special event will take place on our Facebook page and will feature a time of prayer over the requests that we've received, as well as a time of encouragement. So make plans to join us for this special event. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, on our Southwest Radio Ministries Facebook page. More people today not only believe in aliens than they do in the existence of God, but they also believe that aliens have visited planet Earth more than the fact that Jesus is the Son of God. This is why UFO experts are now declaring to us that UFOlogy and all that it entails has effectively become a new religion for the 21st century. To help us find out what is going on, here's Josh Davis with today's special guest.
Are we alone in the universe? How do we explain the sightings of UFOs and aliens? Is there a secret, hidden, demonic agenda at work behind the scenes? Ephesians 2:2 reveals that Satan is the prince and the power of the air. So how should we think about these topics from a biblical perspective? Our guest for the next two programs asks, when millions of people disappear through a mass abduction across the world, will it be the work of UFOs and aliens, or the Lord Jesus Christ coming to get his bride, the church? Pastor Billy Crone is our guest, and he joins us to help answer these important questions. He has a brand new book and DVD teaching called UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. He needs no introduction to the Watchman on the Wall family, but we are so glad to have him. He is the pastor, teacher of Get a Life Ministries in Henderson, Nevada. He's been on Watchman on the Wall numerous times, and so we are glad to welcome you back once more, Pastor Billy. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Josh. It's always great to be on.
So why is it important for Christians to understand the truth about UFOs and aliens, and how are they linked to the Bible and Bible prophecy specifically?
Yeah, well, they need to be equipped on the issue because our world is completely enthralled in that topic. In fact, let me give you a couple stats. More people believe in aliens than they do in God. And more people believe that aliens have visited planet Earth than that Jesus is the Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
So the way I extrapolate that, and that's the United States of America. Believe that.
Wow.
So guess what? Like it, lump it, leave it or not, we got to get equipped on this issue because that means people are being led astray. And the Bible's very clear. We need to give a defense for the hope that lies within us. And the hope is not aliens and UFOs are going to save us. That's one of their many lies, that there are saviors here to help us in our time of need. No, there's only one savior. His name is Jesus Christ.
Yes.
But they're also lying because they are becoming the perfect excuse. And this is where your Bible prophecy angle comes in.
Yes.
The perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. And it's already out there, already being promoted with Hollywood, New Age, the occult, even in governments around the world, even the Vatican, that when you see people disappear, millions of them across the planet, don't worry about your loved ones. It was the aliens who beamed them up to their ships. And that is not hyperbole. That's in print. This is exactly what's going on. So as Christians, we need to give a defense for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be unpacking all these things as we go throughout the course of today and, Lord willing, tomorrow. So friends, just buckle up because we're going to be on an exciting ride as we explore these things and understand what's underneath all these teachings of UFOs and aliens that we're hearing across popular culture today. Pastor Billy, in the preface, you say that the time that you spent before you came to Christ in the occult has helped you to understand the spiritual link that's underlying demons and aliens. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was not raised in the church, and I couldn't even told you Jonah and the whale story. I knew literally nothing basically of the scripture. And then, make matters worse, I became a scoffer and mocker of Christians, Christianity, the Bible, and I was convinced that the Bible was a book whipped up by man to brainwash people for their money. I was one of those people. Then to get even worse than that, then when I was a teenager, I made a pact with Satan prayed to him and gave him this life, and that didn't help anything. Within a couple months, I tried to kill myself 3 different times. And then to go even worse than that, then I get involved in other occult behavior, and I've done basically every kind of drug in the sun. But part of the drug culture that I was a part of was in New Age and occult, and it wasn't just using drugs to, quote, go have a trip. It was to commune with the, quote, spirits that are out there. And where I'm going with this is, gee, guess who just happens to pop up when you get involved in Satanism, the occult, New Age, and mega heavy-duty psychotropic drugs? Aliens.
Wow.
And so that tells me, of course, you look back and you go, oh, that's all demonic. You're right. Well, guess what these things are? And they're masters of deceit because they're working with Satan. John chapter 8, he's a liar and he's a father of all lies. He's a murderer. He's been once in the game. These guys are masters of deceit. And see, in our world today, our skeptical world today, people don't want to believe in demons. Are you kidding me? So here's all they've done. They've just repackaged themselves. They're not demons. They're aliens. Get it? They're not coming from the spirit world where fallen angels travel back and forth from the spirit realm to our realm, as the scripture teaches, here to lead people away from God and Jesus Christ and ultimately join them one day in the lake of fire by rejecting Christ as our Savior. No. They're from another world, and they're here to help us. And I'm telling you, Josh, people are falling for this hook, line, and sinker. UFOs and aliens, and again, another reason why we Christians need to get equipped on this. I guarantee you, those of you listening right now, you got family members, you got neighbors, you got coworkers, you got people who go to your school with you, and this is their replacement for Christianity. It's a new religion. In fact, let me quote this to you, that basically, quote, UFOlogy has effectively become a new religion for the 21st century, where people now believe that aliens will save us, not God. And then, I kid you not, they actually took a survey, and this was at the Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary. And they were asked this question about what impact would there be on your faith concerning an announcement of official extraterrestrial disclosure, that they admit that aliens and UFOs were real. And I quote, listen to this. This is on their survey. People came back and said this. Their religion would be just fine, no problem, and I'd share a pew with an alien any day.
Yeah. Wow.
So it's, and these are, some of these people would even profess to be Christians. And it's like, you're being duped. It's a replacement religion for the one and only way out of this mess through Jesus Christ. This is how serious this is. But that's what the enemy does, right?
Yes.
He knows that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, the life, and nobody comes to the Father except through him, John 14:6. He knows that he can't take away the resurrection of Christ, the birth of the church. He knows that he cannot dictate the future, right? He knows he can't stop, okay, the opportunity for people to be saved through Christ. So what's he do? He comes up with as many different paths, and this is what he's been doing ever since Acts 2, the birth of the church, as many different paths as he can to lead people away from the one and only way out of this mess through Jesus Christ. This is why we have so many false teachings, false religions on the planet. Every single one of them lead people straight to hell, and he knows it. But today, our world is turning away even from, quote, religion or religious thinking, let alone Christianity, and they're getting more scientific and technological and things of that nature. So here comes another lie that the enemy's put out that's technological, that even seems quasi-scientific. And you know what it is? It's the aliens and the UFOs. See, they're here, Josh, in our time of need to save us, to bring our planet back from the time of extinction. They're going to save us just in the nick of time, and we just need to follow their lead. It's a replacement religion.
Yes.
Custom-tailored for our Christ-rejecting, technologically advanced society today.
I agree with you, and while you were saying that, I think that that's going to be one of the hallmarks of the Revelation 13 end-time scenario. We talk about the one-world system of worship. I think that's the glue that holds the whole system together, the one-world government, the one-world economy. I think that technology is going to play a major, major role in that. And I think what we're seeing today is sort of the conditioning to that direction. Do you think that's correct, Pastor Billy?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you mentioned there in Revelation 13 that it says there not once, not twice, but four times the people in the seven-year tribulation, they worship the beast, the Antichrist.
Yes.
Right? It isn't just that they like the guy. It isn't just out of convenience to continue to buy and sell. They take the mark. They worship the guy. And he declares himself, Paul says, he goes up to the rebuilt Jewish temple halfway in the seven-year tribulation, and he actually declares himself to be God. And you're thinking like, well, nobody's going to worship a man as a god. Well, first of all, there's a lot of false teaching out there. Some of that is even crept into the church, saying that we're little gods and things of that nature. Hinduism, they worship millions of different kind of gods, and that they believe that we're all part of the God consciousness. New Age and all that stuff believes that too and promotes that as well. Mormonism, the whole reason why they're taking the bike tour and going through their temple rites and things is to make it to the third celestial kingdom, according to them, which is all heresy,
right,
so that they could become gods and forever populate planets with spirit babies. I'm not making this up. It sounds crazy. So there's already a lot of people around the planet that teach a false teaching that you can become a god, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here's my point. Guess what? Supposedly, UFOs and aliens have supposedly come all the way across the universe to tell us, Josh, that we can all be gods. We're little gods. And that we're all part of the Christ consciousness, right? And so my point is, so they're promoting this lie that you can be a god. And guess what? There's going to be a satanic guy who's going to appear on the scene. The Bible calls him the Antichrist. And he's going to declare himself to be God. And these people are going to worship him. So again, UFOs and aliens, they're even promoting that.
Yeah, that's so true. Friends, we're visiting with Pastor Billy Crone. It's an exciting and mind-expanding, if you will, conversation that we're having. Is greater than any drug trip that you could ever be on to expand your mind.
Amen.
It is so wonderful. And we're discussing the new resource from Pastor Billy Crone, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. And we're going to continue speaking with him about this. But if you'd like to pick up a copy of that, you can get in touch with our ministry at 1-800-652-1144 or by visiting us online at swrc.com. Now, the book is nearly 400 pages, plus there is a 7-disc DVD teaching series associated with it. Again, the title is UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. And Pastor Billy, since the 1950s, the reports of alien and UFO sightings seem to have really skyrocketed, and excuse my terrible, terrible pun there, but last year, there were three military veterans that testified before Congress that the U.S. had recovered what they said is non-human biological material and other remnants from a UFO crash site. What do you think is really going on here?
Well, first of all, it's all part of the delusion, and it's what you would expect, right? So let's put it to the test. You're going to say that UFOs and aliens are going to become the perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church, all right? Well, let's say it is. What would you expect to see on the planet if, in fact, this was going to become the excuse to explain away the rapture? If we're getting close to the rapture, what would you expect? We would expect that the governments would at some point flip the switch and go from what they've been doing, decades and decades and decades of complete utter denial of not just UFO craft, but aliens themselves. And then they would have to start admitting, no, I guess they're real, right? Because you're leading up to the excuse, right? Josh, that's exactly what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I extrapolate that is, wow, we don't know the day nor the hour of the rapture, but you guys must be getting close to launching the excuse because you went from decades of total denial to now you're admitting that you have the craft, that the craft are real. And then you've even gone to the next step and saying that aliens themselves are real, that you, in fact, are not only acquainted with their bodies, but you have some bodies. We actually share a supposed interrogation interview with one of the gray aliens from the CIA and things of that nature. We went pretty down deep on this and things of that nature. But again, why are we seeing this now? Because we're close to the rapture of the church. And so that's why they're ratcheting it up. So that's the way that I take that. And again, it's just, another term, too, is it's been a slow, to use the term in the industry, it's called soft disclosure, right? You don't come to people and just drop the bomb on them, all, you know, plans all in one shot. They'll freak out. So little by little, and this is where Hollywood has helped, little by little, and the educational system, you just keep brainwashing people into the live evolution. Mm-hmm. And the reason why that's so pivotal is because the whole exist. If you're going to fall for the live UFOs and aliens, what's the first lie you got to fall for? Evolution.
Yeah.
Because what's the whole premise of them? They're supposed to be a what? Higher evolved race of being somewhere in the universe. Well, wait a second. If evolution's a lie, and it is, then you just lied to me. And again, this starts to tell you who they really are. Because John chapter 8, Jesus said Satan's a liar and he's the father of all lies. So you just lied to me before you even got off this supposed ship that you're a higher evolved race. Evolution's a lie. But you need, and this is why they've been for years, and think about this, think of how slowly, methodically, Satan has been building this lie to explain away the rapture of the church. 150 years ago, he got this guy called Charles Darwin to begin the slow, methodical progress to permeate the planet from biblical creation, that we all came from Adam, we came from God, that we came from the goo to the zoo to me and you, from mm-hmm. the live evolution. And it's now spread across the planet. Well, why? Because ultimately that was going to lead to the next lie. You have to get the planet to lie, buy into the lie of evolution first, so they'll buy into the lie of UFOs and aliens. And this really began to permeate in the 50s and 60s when evolution began to take off in our school system. And if you do the research, the whole way that evolution got into our school system was under this premise. They said it's wrong for people to be taught only one view of origins. And at that time, it was only the Christian view of origin that we came from God. That's how they got their foot in the door. Yeah. And then the hypocrisy is, what do we get today, Josh? We only get one view of origins. And that's their lie, the lie of evolution, the very thing that they used to get themselves into power. But anyway, so they did that. And then that was 50s and 60s. But also at the 50s and 60s, what did you start seeing? 1947, that's when you start seeing the first coining of the term flying saucer, right? And then in the 50s and 60s, what did you have? The black and white great deep movies, the alien from outer space, right?
Yes.
The giant eyeball from Mars, you know, and
right.
all this stuff. And so with science fiction and that, and it's just continued. So a combination of the secular school system promoting the lie of evolution, so you buy into the lie of higher evolved aliens, and then it's reinforced everywhere you go, in books, in media, in Hollywood, still to this day, where you and I are the oddballs. When we
right.
say, hey, you know what? UFOs and aliens, you know, that's a demonic apparition. That's something that's here to dupe and deceive people. You and I are the ones that look weird. Because people have been brainwashed into the slide. But here's my point. Why are they doing that? Because put yourself in the enemy's shoes. Here's an event that you can't explain away. Millions of people disappeared across the planet. He knows it's coming, right?
Yeah.
He knows the Bible. So you better have a big excuse to explain this event away. Otherwise, people in mass are going to be turning to God. Oh, no, my Christian loved one. Or coworker, or spouse, or child, or neighbor was right. Oh no, the preacher was right when he actually told me about that when I went to church services and that there's going to be this event called the rapture and only true born again Christians. Oh no, I got to get saved. So the enemy doesn't want that. It was the UFOs and aliens, and it was a mass abduction. That's what happened to these people. When in reality, the Bible talks about a mass abduction. The irony is, it's Jesus Christ abducting harpazo, where we get the word rapture from,
mm-hmm.
his church out of the time that is coming to the planet that he said is the worst time in the history of mankind, the 7-year tribulation, which is the other half of the equation. The UFOs and the aliens are not only saying we're the ones responsible for the disappearance of people, but they also say for those of you left behind, it's going to be a great time. It's the age of utopia. It's the new world order. And we're here as your saviors to help bring peace to the planet. When Jesus said, you just entered the 7-year tribulation, mankind's worst nightmare. These guys are liars, they're deceivers, and we bring this out in massive detail on this resource.
Friends, we're talking with Pastor Billy Crone, and the resource that we're discussing is UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. The book is nearly 400 pages in length, filled with all kinds of information. We're going to continue this discussion tomorrow, but just to remind you can pick up a copy of the book by calling us at 1-800 652-1144 or visit us online at swrc.com. That's swrc.com. You can connect with Pastor Billy Crone and his ministry at getalifemedia.com. That's getalifemedia.com. Pastor Billy, I look forward to continuing this conversation with you on tomorrow's program.
Thank you, Josh.
We have much more from Billy Crone coming up on our next program. Learn all the fascinating details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction in Billy Crone's brand new book and DVD series. In UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, Billy Crone seeks to equip you with the explosive truth and hard-hitting facts concerning these so-called extraterrestrial visitors and their secret hidden demonic agenda. Order this explosive 7-part series on DVD and as a book when you call 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order at our website, swrc.com. UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction by Billy Crone. 1-800-652-1144. Dr. Larry Spargimino and Marvin McElvaney come now with the latest news and information that points to the last days spoken of in Scripture. Headlines from the End Times.
You know, Marvin, technology is moving ahead at lightning speed these days. Now, it's not exactly where some thought it would be, you know, like in the Flash Gordon movies or like the Jetsons cartoons where everyone was zipping around in flying cars, but it is still incredible. You know, the Bible tells us that one of the signs of the last days, according to Daniel 12:4, is knowledge shall be increased. I would say, for sure, knowledge in the last 100 years has certainly increased a lot.
I like those Jetson cartoons, Pastor Larry. George Jetson and his family, everything was incredible. A hand would come out of the bathroom mirror and comb your hair. George Jetson could fold his car up into a briefcase. Wild stuff, but those were cartoons. Real life is not quite there yet. I am happy, though, that some things have come a long way, like medicine and computers and phones.
Well, speaking of medicine, I see that Elon Musk announced that his controversial Neuralink brain chip has been planted in a human. Wow. From what I understand, this chip will enable someone to control their phone or another device with their mind. Musk announced on Monday that the first human test subject has undergone a Neuralink implant placement, and preliminary results are promising.
I saw that. When he says results are promising, he means they didn't die. They did a lot of testing on animals, and it actually was not good. About 1,500 animals, including more than 280 sheep, pigs, and monkeys, reportedly died as a result of Neuralink tests since 2018. The company was accused of subjecting animals to extreme suffering, with one monkey having holes drilled in its skull. Experiments allegedly left 15 out of 23 monkeys dead. In one instance, a monkey was found missing fingers and toes, possibly caused by self-mutilation, legal papers claimed.
Well, Musk said Neuralink got FDA clearance for its first human clinical trials in May, with the company initially wanting to test on 10 humans, though that number has since changed to 6. Musk said in November that they were looking for quadriplegics under 40 years old to take part in the human trials. The brain chip has 1,000 electrodes and hopes to help people wirelessly perform computer functions simply by thinking via a think-and-click mechanism. Boy, that sounds wild. And then he went on to say that the first human received an implant from Neuralink and is recovering well. Initial results show promising neuron spike detection. Musk wrote on X, formerly known as Twitter.
Musk said that the first Neuralink product is called telepathy. It enables control of your phone or computer, and through them, almost any device, just by thinking, he wrote. Initial users will be those who have lost the use of their limbs. In April 2021, Neuralink shocked the world with a video of a monkey, known as Pager, with one of the chips, playing a computer game. The animal was seen using a joystick and then operating it with only its mind via a wireless connection with the chip.
Neuralink reportedly implanted Bluetooth-enabled chips into the brains of several monkeys to see if they could communicate with computers through a small receiver. Some of the test subjects are believed to have suffered infections from the implanted electrodes placed in their brains, according to a complaint filed by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, that's the PCRM. The group filed a complaint with the USDA, claiming it had evidence some animals used in previous trials were subjected to horrific suffering.
I don't know, Pastor Larry. When I see how corrupt and evil the world is, I sure don't want someone putting something in my brain.
Marvin, I have to agree with you 100%. You know, I worry that they could erase all my memories or give me new memories that I never experienced. They could make me a new person that I really don't want to be. And by the way, that's what the government is doing. They're doing a lot of stuff that we don't want. This is a dangerous, dangerous thing. Or maybe they make us into some kind of a zombie army or just zombies. You know, it certainly reminds me of Revelation 13:16, and he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. Maybe this brain chip is part of that. You know what I think? We're messing with too many things today. We are going to, shall we call it, self-destruct? Maybe we'll all go crazy and burn the building down. I mean, this is weird stuff. I do not trust fallen mankind. That's why Jesus came, to give us new life, to put His Holy Spirit in our hearts, to make us act like humans. We're not zombies, we're humans, created in the image of God.
Learn all the fascinating details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction in Billy Crone's brand new book and DVD series. In UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, Billy Crone seeks to equip you with the explosive truth and hard-hitting facts concerning these so-called extraterrestrial visitors and their secret hidden demonic agenda. Order this explosive 7-part series on DVD and as a book when you call toll-free 1-800-652-1144. That's 1-800-652-1144. You can also order on our website, swrc.com. Tomorrow, Billy Crone will present more details on UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. Be sure to tune in on your favorite radio station by downloading our SWRC mobile app or by subscribing to our daily Watchmen on the Wall podcast. Watchmen on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and is supported by faithful listeners like you. Please visit our website, swrc.com.